WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. If you noticed an increase in the cost of a gallon of gasoline this week, just over 4 cents of that is because of a hike in the state's gas tax. The 23-cent increase approved 2 years ago allows for yearly increases if the state's collections go down, and that could happen each year through 2026.
Assemblyman Jay Weber says the automatic tax increase is an outrage. He has proposed a bill that would require the legislature to directly approve future changes rather than run them through a formula that hinges on gas sales over the past year.
How come it always seems in New Jersey that it's heads, the tax takers win, and tails, the taxpayers lose? That's what this is. That's what they've set up, and it needs to stop. It needs to change.
That seems unlikely to be approved, given that the law was designed with the prospect for future increases in mind to ensure the state a guaranteed stream of money to help fund $2 billion a year in road, bridge, and transit capital projects. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Englewood Cliffs Police Chief Michael Chaffee fighting to keep his job after a recording surfaced of him making a threat against a city council president. He was suspended, then filed a legal action against the town. Former council president Carol McMorrow resigned, claiming colleagues didn't have her back.
I don't believe there's any reason that anybody should ever make a threat to anyone.
In the recording, Chaffee says he would like to kill McMorrow, which he calls a joke made under stress. The mayor called a special meeting to discuss the issue. It's a disgusting, putrid mess, and it could wind up in your house. Garden State residents are being warned about a stinky blob known as a fatberg.
According to Paul Giglio of Pipeworks Home Services in Chatham, a fatberg is a combination of feminine products, baby wipes, dental floss, cooking grease, human waste, and other garbage that gets congealed and then stuck in a sewer pipe. He says this causes a blockage in the line and it will back up the flow of water, which can then come shooting out of your toilet or sink.
It's basically a geyser that happens in a basement, and it is just such a horrible effect. I mean, it just destroys everything it touches.
A fatberg smell is terrible, says Giglio. Nobody should have to go through it. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Seaside Heights, which has already dealt with 3 water rescues this week, is cautioning potential swimmers that despite somewhat summer-like temperatures this first week of October, lifeguards are off duty till Memorial Day and beaches are closed. There is a measles warning in New Jersey. A traveler who arrived from Israel last week has been confirmed to have measles and is contagious. Anyone in Terminal B at Newark Airport last Friday could have been exposed. Those without the measles vaccine are vulnerable and symptoms could develop anytime between now and October 19th. A Central Jersey school district is the target of a lawsuit over a boy and his nut-sniffing dog. The service dog is trained to sniff out peanuts, so technically a legume-sniffing dog, but nonetheless, Bedminster school officials refuse to let the animal in the school. The boy has a life-threatening allergy to peanuts, and his parents say school officials are putting his life at risk by denying the dog access. A man is under arrest after being accused of attacking a Patterson teenager with a high-powered paintball gun. Police say 21-year-old Edwin Perez is being charged with the crime, which occurred when a 14-year-old boy answered his front door Monday night.
If you did this with a paintball gun, what tells me that you're not going to do it to somebody else with an actual real gun?
The victim's mother, Carolina Vasquez, says her son was left traumatized with deep, bloody bruises after being shot upwards of 25 times. He's being homeschooled for now. Police are investigating, and it's not clear if Perez knew the victim or what led up to the attack. If you are walking the beach in New Jersey and happen to see what looks like a little blue button in the sand, you're seeing something rare. The blue button jellyfish, not really a jellyfish, but a close cousin, has been washing up on our beaches. Churned up and carried by Hurricane Florence as the storm passed by last month, marine experts say it's the first time they can remember these tropical creatures showing up in New Jersey. The State Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control is changing its tune on a recent ruling that would have limited the number of events microbreweries could hold every year.
Jamie Quelly, president of the NJ Brewers Association, says the ABC first established rules for microbreweries 6 years ago, when most viewed them as a place just to brew beer and sell it.
It's taken on a life of its own and a community of its own, and the industry has exploded due to the 2012 fix on microbrewery.
The newer rules limit microbreweries to 25 events per year and allow for the sales of packaged snacks, but not meals. ABC Director David Reibel says they'll pause enforcement to interview several stakeholders and decide on any changes. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A woman missing for 6 months who turned up in the Bergen County town of Norwood, unable to identify herself, will be brought home by a relative. Her name still hasn't been released, but police say her daughter saw her picture in a Facebook post and ID'd her. As deer mating season begins, the animals are becoming much more unpredictable, running into traffic on back roads as well as highways. Larry Haina of the Jersey DEP says deer typically travel in family groups.
And they can cross the road in a single file, so when one crosses, there's likely to be a few more following it.
He adds, when driving at night, use your high beams if there's no oncoming traffic because the light will be reflected by the eyes of the deer. The police report of two Rowan students being apparently held at gunpoint on campus Monday differs greatly from the university's version of events, which Rowan now says they got wrong. There was no armed robbery, no 911 call, and no pursuit of the wrong car. New Jersey's official weather scorekeeper says the month of September was very warm and very wet.
State climatologist Dave Robinson of Rutgers says that while the final tally for how warm the month was isn't in yet, that said, he says it was
a very warm September after the fifth warmest summer.
Robinson says when the final records are in, the month will wind up in the top three warmest. As for rainfall,
it was wet in terms of just how many times it rained, how high the humidity levels were.
The statewide rainfall average of 7.59 inches made it the seventh wettest on record. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Jersey native Whitney Houston, whose life ended tragically in 2012, gets the spotlight once again with a major museum exhibit in the same city where she was born and raised.
The Grammy Museum Experience Prudential Center in Newark plans to launch its Whitney exhibit on October 19th.
This is an exhibit that basically is a retrospective of Whitney's career from her earliest days in Newark, singing with the New Hope Baptist Church Choir, right up on through her final days and her long-standing connection to the Grammy Award show.
Founding Executive Director Bob Santelli says items on display include performance outfits, personal items like her childhood Bible, and rare performance footage. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Saturday is Knockout Opioid Abuse Day across New Jersey. Thousands of volunteers take to the streets to bring life-saving messages to residents and the medical communities about the links between prescribed opiates and heroin abuse.
Knockout Opioid Abuse Day events vary depending on the community, says Angela Valente, executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, organizing the event, but volunteers are
bringing messages to front doors and knocking on doors and sharing messages with their neighbors, visiting medical offices, sharing best practices and CDC guidelines for safe prescribing.
5,000 volunteers took part last year. Valente expects the number to double this year. He says it's important for
conversations to take place between medical community and patients, and in particular young children who may be potentially prescribed an opiate.
Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa device, as we're adding more all the time, and all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Patrick Lavery. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join Eric Scott Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then Talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.
Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bob Williams of New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Bob, here we go. First weekend of October.
It's been feeling like the late part of summer all week.
That's
now,
right.
Now finally a break, right?
Can't complain too much. I mean, it's been pleasant summer weather. Now it's feeling like fall for the next couple of days. So your forecast for the weekend, I think, has a little something for everybody. We start off on the cool side for Saturday. Lower 70s for high temperatures. That's it. We'll see some sun and some clouds. Clouds may linger a little bit through the first part of the day. I have a sense that Sunday is going to be the nicer and certainly the warmer day of the weekend. Highs into the lower 80s with partly sunny skies. And, you know, the second week of October is looking pretty warm, too. We're going to keep the 80-degree temperatures going for Columbus Day. But it's a pretty dry forecast. You know, there could be a shower around Columbus Day afternoon, but that's about it, which is great news because, obviously, there's a lot going on this weekend. We're in festival season, and there's tons of Columbus Day fairs and parades going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, nice 3-day weekend for a lot of us. The Asbury Park Zombie Walk is happening tomorrow. That's Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. all day long at Asbury Park. Columbus Day Parade's at Nutley Belleville on Sunday at noon. Let's not forget about the Jersey City Parade on Saturday at 1 o'clock, East Hanover Parade on Monday at 2 o'clock, and the Ocean County Italian American Festival is set for this weekend, and the parade will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Pedestrians may not be paying attention, so you got to be very careful driving around because people have a tendency to make sudden stops and pedestrians walk right in front of you. And some motorists even make a right-hand turn as soon as they see our yard sale or festival.
There you go. Yeah, got to be super careful. Other things going on this weekend?
Yep, Rutgers has got another home game on Saturday at noon at the stadium in Piscataway. Illinois will be there. Big Yellow Van will be there pregame. And the JETS, Jets are home against the Broncos on Sunday, 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium.
Probably ready to lose once again, just my personal prediction, right? So be extra careful out there and have some fun. Enjoy the nice fall-like weather or summer-like weather, whichever it may be. Thanks for joining us. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
Bob Williams here. We'll see you next week. Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.